Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think it's fair to summarize the incumbent's message as everything is fine. Let's stay the course.
So, fine. Everything's fine.
My message is everything is not fine, Tucker. Everything is not fine, American voters.
It's wrong, wrong, and terribly wrong.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's the Biden track record on the economy. Economic growth is up, inflation is down. Wages are up, gas prices are down.
Everything he says is the opposite.
We put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, cause them to keep infecting each other. The ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey.
Yes, you finally made a monkey out of me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love you, Dr. Zayas.
860 says, I know where it's written that we can't lead the world in manufacturing. The spending bills they passed that raised our taxes too much. How about the environmental regulations, too? That's another place where it's written that we can't lead the world in manufacturing anymore, because we have all these silly regulations that were passed by bureaucrats. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls in this hour. Got so much news to get to, though, that we haven't even touched upon. But before we do the chump line, can I hear the thing where he called? I want to find out how many times he called Don Beyer, Doug, the congressman, after saying people used to say I was stupid. Let's hear that one again.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know it. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere. Oh, there you are. Doug, thanks for the passport into town.
Twice. Doug tweeted out, thanks for the shout out, Mr. President. He didn't mention his new name, Doug. Doug. Next time I see Trump, I'm going to say, hey, hello, Doug.
Doug.
Remember the Red Sox used to have a manager, Doug Zimmer. It's a popular name. And
congratulations to the staff and to the fans and to everyone here to celebrate, including the second gentleman. Doug, where are you, Doug? There's a man who's a basketball fan.
All right. Time now for the chump line.
Howie, how dare you call Catherine Clark a congresswoman? How do you know what gender she, he, they identifies as? Come on, Howie.
You know, you're absolutely right. My sincerest apologies to Congress Fang, Catherine Clark.
General Motors is giving me an electric Corvette so that when I store classified documents in it, I can protect them with the same password I use for everything else on the interweb.
That reminds me of something. You know, it would be nice if they could store the classified documents in an electric car, because once those cars catch fire, wow. I saw a story earlier this week that I think there was a fire in an electric car on 128, and I think it was in Wakefield, and it took 20,000 gallons of water to put out the fire. 20,000 gallons. But there would be no document, no records with classified markings on them left after that, had there been any in that car when it caught fire on 128. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have the Jace case, a pack of five different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to jasemedical.com, J-A-S-E medical.com, and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Howard, Bill, I'm calling. I just wanted to say that I'm in favor of a draft. But if that doesn't work out, I'm also open to bottles and cans.
He's more of a Jack Daniels, Tennessee whiskey guy, or at least he was when I used to hang out with him. He had a bottle under the seat and a state police driver who later got a big job at Massport. Funny how those things work, isn't it?
So Joe Biden sends 31 tanks to Ukraine. He ought to make it 32 and send Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams is back in the news. I forget what she's back in the news for because I just saw the Stacey Abrams name in the headline and I just kept right on reading. I don't want to hear anything more about her.
Joe Biden is trailing in the polls? Wow, that can't be good for business.
Yeah, I know. It's never been the same for the Clinton Foundation since Hillary was upset in 2016, has it? Is the Clinton Foundation even in business anymore?
Hey, don't overpay for that Splash Mountain fake water. For just $29.99 plus $10 shipping and handling, you can have some of Honest Howie's genuine pool water, pre-chlorinated and ready for you.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we only accept cash. You were not permitted to use Honest Howie's kleptocurrency to buy Honest Howie's Splash Mountain water. And by the way, are they getting rid of Splash Mountain? Are they tearing it down or are they just renaming it, Taylor? I'm unclear on that.
No, they're completely revamping it. The ride itself, what it looks like, and the name.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be all new technology. All of the rides, they're incredible now, what they're able to do with technology. It's crazy.
But I thought it was fun to get splashed on, thus the name, Splash Mountain.
I don't know what the new ride is going to be. Maybe you'll still be able to get splashed on.
I think that was the attraction of the ride. You know, it's like seeing the ghosts at the Haunted Mansion or the bottom dropping out of the elevator floor at the hotel there. It's different things, you know, different attractions.
Do you think when Catherine Clark conceived her police abusing son, it was a planned moment or was it a minor transgression?
That is so unwoke. How dare you? How dare you? And don't you ever say that she has a bad kid. You can say a Republican has a bad dog or a Republican is treating a dog badly, but you can never say a Democrat raised a bad kid. Even if they do smack a cop in the face after drifting into Boston from their suburban mansion to screw up a nice monument on the Boston Common.
Howie, I just had to clean about 10 tons of slushy climate change up here in Maine. Is there any chance you could get Biff to bring us some global warming?
I've kind of put Biff into semi-retirement because I thought people might be angry. The thought that they would think that perhaps I was, mocking them by being down here in a nice place while Biff was up there fighting polar bears, grappling with snowplows in the Market Basket parking lots.
Howie, KJP is correct. Omar, Schiff, and Swalwell do bring a lot to their committee tables, mostly stupidity. Well, in fact, it's all stupidity.
Yeah, as bad as Swalwell was, I still think Ilhan Omar is worse, just because she's so damn ungrateful for being rescued from the third world hellhole where she was born. And she's gotten away with all these crimes. And Schiff is pretty bad, too, but I'd put him a distant third behind Ilhan Omar and Swalwell. Lying is kind of pedestrian compared to what Ilhan Omar and Swalwell did, have done, will continue to do in all likelihood.
Trump's back on Facebook. Wow, that should make all the grandparents happy, since they're the only ones still using it.
I know. Was it really necessary for him to go back on Facebook?
I don't know that he's back on, but Facebook is letting him back on if he wants to.
I wonder if he will go on. That's a good question. I hadn't
just,
even thought about
like
that.
Just like Twitter. Yeah, I think he's going to stick with his own. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, Twitter, though, he had, what, 70, 80 million followers? I mean, that's valuable in a political campaign. I'm not even sure how valuable Facebook would be anymore for him. I mean, we have a Facebook page, and it's okay, but I don't think it's a big deal. It hasn't faded as fast as DirecTV, but it's faded.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Lego. What the girl sitting next to Groby Baker said.
I like that. Gropey Baker is appropriate for this week, considering that Catherine Clark's evil spawn is going to get the broom, just like Gropey Baker did after he groped the girl on the JetBlue flight to Logan from Boston way back when. I think the statute of limitations has even expired on it now.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. And leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We have a second chump line every evening with all the messages or a lot of the messages we didn't play right now. That is called Chopped Chumps, and you can get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. It's posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. Today's chump line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have the Jace case, a pack of 5 different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to jasemedical.com, 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 and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Do you think when Catherine Clark conceived her police abusing son, it was a planned moment or was it a minor transgression?
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born loser.
Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Think during the pandemic when schools were closed, you'd ride by a McDonald's, all kinds of cars in the parking lot. They weren't buying McDonald's. Not a joke. They were going into their internet connection so they could do the homework with their kids.
I'm not keeping score, but if you're keeping score at home, I think that's at least 7 times he said not a joke in this speech. That one was even on the cut sheet, Taylor.
It was not listed as not a joke, no.
I want to play this one. Remember that news has just come out that they arranged Caroline Biden. She's another one of the sticky-fingered Bidens. She's Jim's daughter, I believe. They've got pictures of Hunter snuggling with her. Have you ever snuggled with a cousin of yours of the opposite sex? Not me. But, you know, I'm not Hunter. I'm not a Biden. So anyway, Caroline is on probation for shoplifting $100,000 worth of cosmetics. I could live 300 lives and I wouldn't spend $100,000 on cosmetics. Maybe 500 lives. But so he gets her a job for $85,000. It's an internship. Not much by Chelsea Clinton standards, obviously. She got, $600,000 for her internship, and she got a producer at NBC, quote-unquote, news. But $85,000 for someone who's on probation for us, you know, having sticky fingers like that, seems like a pretty good deal. But she slammed it as minimum wage because she wouldn't accept anything below $180,000. But listen to what Brandon said today about this. Cut 29.
I guess his salary, based on what it was then, would probably be like $85,000 a year. Enough to get by, but not enough to really, you know, pay for college and all those things.
Not enough to pay restitution to the makeup company either, apparently, according to his niece, his beloved niece, Caroline. With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. ReadyWise.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which was the worst Trump appointee? Jeff Sessions, Christopher Wray, Bill Barr, John Bolton, Nikki Haley, Omarosa, or Anthony Scaramucci?
I'm voting for Christopher Wray, Mr. Private Jet.
49% say Chris Wray, tied for second at 18% apiece, William Barr and Jeff Sessions.
All right. They always say if you're at the top of the ballot, you get more votes. And they're at the top of the ballot today on our poll question. Go to HowieCarShow.com if you want to vote. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, yeah. Rotting cantaloupe brain president is saying that the Republicans, if they get a national sales tax out there, is going to ruin the economy. I don't know if he's noticed, but there have been several hundred thousand jobs lost in the last couple of months. Small players like Google, Microsoft, Apple, etc., Tesla.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. So anyways, I welcome a sales tax. Reduce the income tax appropriately, and nail the NWC, the non-working class, who pay no taxes at all at the end of the year, who don't even register any income at the end of the year, right? Let us get some of that money back at the same
time. I agree. I agree with you in the abstract, Nick, but what makes you think they're not going to give us a national sales tax and start creeping the income tax back up? That's what, you know damn well that's what would happen.
Howie, I'm sure they will, but here's the thing. This clown has destroyed the economy like it's going out of style.
That's not what he says. Why can't we have more manufacturing jobs? Right, Congressman Doug? I'm Howie Carr.
Think about what you'd think about.
Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. Gail in Texas says, shouldn't a national sales tax be considered only if you're also simultaneously eliminating the federal income tax? Yes, Gail, good point. And of course, that's not going to happen. Also consider that libs will advocate for a VAT tax, value-added tax, that I believe taxes even at the wholesale level. Yeah. You're on dangerous ground when you're advocating for a new tax. But I understand what Nick's saying, you know, that a lot of people don't pay taxes. They keep, you know, having this so-called tax reform, and now you have half the people in the country aren't paying any taxes. And of course, though, don't tell that to Brandon, though. Cut four.
They want to cut taxes for billionaires who pay virtually only 3% of their income now. 3% they pay. You know, a babysitter pays more than that.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think babysitters claim their income taxes.
No, and isn't that why they were going after Venmo to get the babysitters to pay taxes? And then there was such an uproar that they decided to kick that can down the road? I mean, they're still going to do it, but they're just going to wait until probably after the next presidential election. Cut seven.
So, folks, look, my dad used to have an expression. He'd say, Joey, a job's about, I'm giving my word to this, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck.
My dad had an expression, too. That was his expression. Hey, you know,
so
hey,
folks,
you know what?
Look, my dad used to have an expression.
Now that I think about it, everybody's dad had that same expression one time or not, usually in the winter. They got a nice cold. Job is more than a Che. It's also a Fidel, a Raul.
A job's about a lot more than a chain.
Now here's some more nonsense. We'll get to some other stuff. I just want to get through a few more of these. There's so many of them. You're right though, Taylor, but these are good. This is more BS. Cut eight.
Back then, only 3.5 million people even had their first vaccination. Because the other guy and the other team didn't think it mattered a whole lot.
That's why they that's why they had a, what do they call it, Operation Warp Speed. They waived a lot of the clinical testing. Probably wasn't a good idea, but it wasn't like it didn't matter to them. That's just that's a flat out lie, a falsehood. Cut 32.
Every time we've gone, we've gotten better.
If you think of every time as one word, he yelled in the first two syllables, every, maybe every, the first three syllables of
every
time. 844-500. Now, but see, now he's yelled. It's important to vary the tone of your voice, whether you're on the radio or whether you're making an incoherent speech to a union hall, to a nearly deserted union hall. So after yelling, he decides to whisper. Cut 35.
And let me be clear. If any of these bills somehow got passed the House and the Senate, I will veto them.
Okay. What do you prefer, irrationally angry Brandon or whispering Brandon? I like irrationally angry Brandon.
I'm not the president.
Let's have some yelling. Cut 22.
Talk about being deprived of your pride. Look at your child.
God.
Child. You know needs it, and you can't afford to do what you know they need to be sure they can continue to live.
Think about what you'd think about.
We'll play a few more later on. I get some other story. We'll take some calls, too.
No.
844-500-4242. My father had a saying, too. Hey, kid, screw.
My dad had the same saying.
My dad had a saying, too. He said, hey, kid, screw. All right.
My father also said, why don't you go play hide and play in traffic? Screw.
You know, the best thing that happened in my household was when the remote control came in. Because then
you?
I didn't just have to keep jumping. I didn't have to keep jumping up and down. Finally, I'd just get tired of it. I'd leave my younger brother there because he'd just, you know, he'd just leave it. He'd stay there. Yesterday, a trans woman who goes by Isla Bryson was convicted on two separate counts of rape for incidents that occurred in 2016 and 2019.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Both the victims knew their attacker as Adam Graham and addressed Isla as him or he during the trial. No guidance had been issued to witnesses on addressing the defendant, nor were they corrected when referring to the defendant as Adam Graham or he. That's because there's no reporter from the Boston Globe there, or probably the New York Times. They would have scolded these victims for not referring to Adam as she. Adam turned into Eve. Russell Findlay, the Scottish Tory community safety spokesman of the Conservative Party, said this rapist decided that he was no longer a man only after appearing in court on a rape charge. We now have the utterly perverse situation where a Scottish court refers to someone who says he identifies as female using, quote, her penis, unquote, to rape two vulnerable women. Well put. Well put. Sandy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hey, Howie, you missed it. With the little clip about the babysitter's salary.
Yeah.
You forget that Biden married his babysitter, and I'll bet she's
boy, he sure
a
did.
Whole lot of money.
He did. Sandy, let me correct you. He started dating his married babysitter, right? She was married at the time, and he borrowed the husband's car and then got it into an auto accident, a fender bender. Were there any papers about any of this stuff in the documents that have been confiscated? The documents or records with classified markings. Thanks for pointing that out. That's a very good observation, Sandy. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I've got a solution for this Newsmax debacle with DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, you cancel it, and you go hook up with Elon Musk Starlink. That'd be a great poke in the eye. Starlink satellite.
They have it?
You can get... I get Newsmax. It's a regular satellite internet hookup. You can just go to newsmax.com and watch it.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to get Newsmax. I think this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt DirecTV. I mean, DirecTV. We already gave you the numbers. In just 7 years, they've lost almost half their audience, and now they're going to lose the NFL ticket in the fall. It's going to Amazon. They were outbid. So I mean, they're really going to take a pounding. A lot of people really like that. The direct ticket. I guess it's called direct ticket. They can get every football game. I thought about it, and then I said, you know what? I got enough football. How many more games do I need? And I think a lot of people have made that decision as well.
And if you've got a smart TV, you can just download the Newsmax app and watch it on there. It's very easy.
Yeah. But I think it's just sort of, you know, I mean, Chris Ruddy spent a lot of time. I mean, I've heard him talking about it, and I just know that he spent a lot of time, you know, cultivating all these companies. And for years, I think he said it on the air today, he spent years trying to get all these relationships built up and to get it on all these cable systems, even though it's, you know, it's getting a little bit outdated. It's moving in that direction. And he just, you know, you have 50 million homes and suddenly you lose 13 million of them. I mean, I don't blame him for being disturbed. That's what, 26% of his, of the cable audience. Yeah, although, again, the cable / satellite audience is always, an increasingly smaller part of the pie. 844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Good show. So you saw the picture of Hunter with his cutie niece there,
niece.
Right?
No, it's not his niece. Right. It's his cousin.
Whatever. His uncle's.
They're that's what you call kissing cousins. Remember that Elvis Presley movie from way back when?
Right. But you know Hunter like I know Hunter. I've seen 10% of the verified computer. You know, I've read the books. You know as well as I know.
Don't say it. Don't say it, George. This is radio is theater of the mind. You don't have to say it. Just look at the go to the I tell you what, Taylor, why don't you tweet out that story from the Daily Mail? It's got all the pictures that George is talking about on it. There, you know, it's, you know, George, the Biden family is just very close. That's all there is to it. I mean, you know, you're 50, your cousin's 28, and she's wearing a skimpy bikini. Of course you're going to want, at the beach, of course you're going to want to put your arm around her. Well, you know, I'm just saying you know, she's a kleptomaniac. He's a drug addict. God only knows what other vices they share together. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Howie. So hi. I'd like to talk for just a minute about the idea of having a national sales tax versus income tax. There's lots of benefits to that. First thing is, your caller and you are both right, you have to almost constitutionally eliminate income tax, or else they bring it back. So,
right.
So let's say we could do that. All the people who make money, I mean, drug people that make big money and don't report anything.
Right.
If we had a sales tax and they go buy their zillion-dollar lot or yacht or cigarette boat or whatever it is that they're spending big money on because of what they do, mm-hmm. they'll have to pay tax on that.
Right, but I mean, you're talking about an abstract world, Chuck. The fact is, they're never going to get rid of the income tax. And you know, the one thing about the income tax, forget the money that comes in, by tinkering around with it, that's how they get all their contributions from lobbyists for industries. You know, they want they want a tax deduction or a tax credit for something. And so that's how, and they say, well, if you don't, we won't add that or cut that out of the tax code unless you give us some money. So if they had a national sales tax, all that graft would be eliminated from Beltway world, right? So it's just not going to happen. I mean, it's a great idea, but it's just, it's not going to happen. Is it?
I think that you're right. The other benefit to it is that you encourage income earners and people who do work and do produce, and you encourage them rather than discouraging them by taxing them for the work they do. And you also encourage savings versus spending because the sales tax rate would be higher, so people would tend to save more. But yes, I tend to agree that you're probably not ever going to see it because of the greed factor in Washington.
Right. We're having a theoretical discussion. You know, it's like Plato's The Republic. I mean, this is the way it should be. What's the name of a book by Rush Limbaugh? The Way It Should Be. A national sales tax would be preferable to a national income tax, but it was not to be. And again, the people who said when the income tax went in and said, yeah, it's a 1% right now, but wait. Yeah, we've waited. It's more than 100 years later now, and look what it is. Thanks for the call, Chuck. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you're looking for some good food that you don't have to go out and get, you don't have to go out into this terrible weather, and it's at a reasonable price, and it's just the best meat you're ever going to have, you've got to look for Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks are the best steaks you're ever going to have, and they are just so good. The choice of products, if you go to omahasteaks.com, you're going to see all kinds of meat, all kinds of not just steaks, but all fish, chicken, all kinds of sides, desserts, everything, and including types of steak that you usually only get at high-end steakhouses. Everything is available right at the touch of your fingertips.
I've still got some burgers and hot dogs in my freezer from Omaha Steaks that I'm waiting for like a special occasion, because that's how good they are. It feels like that's the only time you should break them out. I don't want to just waste them on a random Saturday afternoon, but I want everybody to enjoy them. They're really, really good.
I know the mailroom manager wanted to make some meat sauce the other night, and she was going to take out one of the burgers from Omaha Steaks. And I said, "That's what I told her. I said, just go across the street to Publix and get some really cheap.
Yeah, just to
chuck.
Just
you don't save the Omaha. Even if you just put it in a frying pan, the burgers are fantastic and juicy. It's just great. Kick off 2023 with more flavor and more savings. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Buy more and save more when you stock up on these mouthwatering items, and they're all mouthwatering. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed perfect. Visit omahasteaks.com today and enter Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life. Guaranteed. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required, and don't use the burgers for meat sauce. Use something else. Save the burgers for a burger. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. It'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Where's Doug? Doug, stand up. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Howie. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, a couple things. First, I want to tell you, I called DirecTV yesterday and complained about them taking Newsmax off the lineup, and I was so vociferous and obviously upset that the woman offered to give me $10 off my next month's bill. So
we had a caller yesterday who was offered the same deal. I think that's on the card they have in front of them. Charlie, go ahead. Did you take the deal? All right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for calling. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Where's Doug? Congressman.